We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Be nice. Let's welcome in Jamie McDonald from Bears Barbecue here on Brian and Company on WTIC. Jamie, it's been a while. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Thanks for making time for us. I guess we'll talk some shop, talk some barbecuing first, and then some other stuff to discuss today. Where are we going to be able to find you this summer? I mean, we were at the Yard Goats last week, and as usual, the line was all the way out. I still say we got to open up another kiosk there, but that's up to you. where are we? And I know you had the Mohegan Barbecue Fest a couple weeks ago, and no vendors at the Travelers. But where are people going to see you this summer?
We'll also be at the Big E, like you said, the Yard Goats, any of the events at Rensselaer we're at. So when the soccer tournaments come there,
all right.
Those are usually pretty good for us. And then all of our restaurant spots, so New Haven, Windsor, Hartford, South Windsor.
You know, Matt and I were talking earlier. I didn't know this, but a couple of years ago you had your own little barbecue fest, right, down by the river.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah.
Are you gonna do that again? Yeah, you gonna do that again sometime?
We were talking about that with the organizers at the Mohegan Sun Fest. So it's possible, especially now that COVID's under control. We've been discussing it.
So
it is a possibility because it was fun, and I know all the teams that came had a really good time at it, and the people that came and attended enjoyed it. So. It's a nice event, and it utilizes that great space down there by the river.
Yeah, and Matt said thousands of people were there. I said it was incredible. So
it was a huge event. I can't even remember the year at this point, but it was just a couple of years after we started. So it was by far the biggest event we had ever done at that point. And it was great.
All right, so you have two votes for it here at our studio. So we're talking with Jamie McDonald from Bears Barbecue. Just a couple quick, how is business? I mean, you don't have to say whether maybe can't up to, pre-pandemic levels, but how are things going?
Very good, very good. They're not exactly back yet, but, one of the biggest hits for us, of course, was catering, which is a good portion of our normal business. Because during COVID, everything got canceled. So there was no graduations, no weddings, no gatherings. So, but that's really come back full force because everybody's now catching up from all that. I would say, inside sales as far as people dining in the restaurant, it's coming back. I think people are pretty much over, being isolated and want to just get out and enjoy their summer.
Is the inflationary pressure for you? How real is that?
It's extremely real. Yeah, between it's every industry out there. Anybody I talk to, a lot of our customers, in different fields or just people I know is, employment. It's very hard for us to find employees. So if anybody out there knows anybody looking for work, please do apply because we're looking for people at all of our locations.
Really?
But then also from a supply chain standpoint, our food cost is gone way up. Food cost, paper good cost, and that's if you can get it. There's a lot of times where we'll put in our orders for the week and they'll come back and say, we can't get that. It's delayed in shipping or it's just not available anymore. So it's definitely had its effect on our bottom line.
Yeah, we
can't really increase prices anymore.
Right. So, we talked to some other people who said sometimes stuff just doesn't show up in the truck.
That's definitely I mean, luckily we have a pretty good relationships with our vendors, and for us, you know, our restaurants, our menus are consistent. You know, they've been pretty much the same since we opened. So the stuff we order every week is the same. You know, right. Given different quantities, but we usually have a little bit of a warning. But yeah, sometimes like the truck will show up in the morning and unload, and they'll say, "Oh, by the way, we don't have this, this, and this." And it's okay. Well, now what do we do?
Right, 86 something. Jamie McDonald from Bears Barbecue joining us. Well, quickly, I mean, since you talked about the consistency of your menu, but I'm just curious, as a middle-aged backyard barbecuer, like what, any trends, anything different, in terms of what people want or the things that they're interested in right now in terms of barbecue?
Well, one of the things that we've been seeing a lot more in the restaurant is more people asking for lighter options, even vegan or vegetarian options, which is very different for say traditional barbecue. So we have started adding stuff like that to our menus. So we do stuff with impossible meat. We make a meatloaf out of it and smoke it. We do smoked portobello mushrooms and tempeh. Just different stuff that we're trying out to get that market going. One of the things that's popular more so right now, and I actually enjoy it quite a bit at home, is fish. So growing fish up, whether it's some nice swordfish steaks or salmon. We actually do smoked salmon at the restaurant sometimes too. But this time of the year, especially as you get towards summer, is fish, lobster. Lobster's always popular this time, especially with the 4th of July coming up.
Right.
I know that's a lot of traditions in New England. A lot of people I talk to, that's what they do.
I was down the Cape, the market pricing for the lobster roll, I think it was up to $35 plus at some spots.
It's insane. Like I said, food costs for everybody right now.
Yeah, it's really high.
Astronomical. And especially even if you think about it, gas has affected our entire supply chain. So you think about the lobster boats, they all use a lot of gas, and when gas prices go up, that means that their prices have gone up, and then that just goes on down the line to the restaurant and then to the consumer at the end of the day.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I want to ask you, we were tracking you on Instagram too, and we got to speak to you when you were over in Ukraine. Just give us a sense of, now that you look back on that experience, and also, any communications with folks. So I know that Chef Andre is still over there. I saw that one of his trains got hit with a missile or something last week. Just reflect on that experience a little bit and just talk about it.
Now that I'm back, and it took quite a while to kind of readjust to what we'll call normal life here. I was there for almost a month, and I still have a lot of contact with the group, and I've considered going back out, later this summer and in the fall, because as far as, like you said, World Central Kitchen, their plans are to be there. They'll be there for years, just because even if the war ended today, the amount of infrastructure damage and the amount of just loss over there
right.
is astronomical. So there will be a need for them to be over there supplying food for people for quite some time. And one of the nice things I do like about World Central Kitchen, and one of the reasons I'm involved with them, is it's not only do they handle the immediate need, but then they stay, like, for instance, they're still in Puerto Rico after the hurricanes that hit a few years back, and they help rebuild the actual food supply chain and help the local farmers and, really kind of try to build up what they call just, food resiliency. So that way, in the case of a natural disaster, say, they'll have the ability to rebound that much quicker, or in the case of, this man-made disaster, help, especially, everybody knows that at this point that Ukraine is a huge farming country. So, and a lot of the farms going to get worked, especially this spring. So they're over there trying to help get the farmers seed and
right.
help transport the wheat and stuff out of the country. So it's really an amazing organization.
Yeah, and the needs obviously transition from refugees safely on the Polish border to having to feed people inside of Ukraine, which is more dangerous. They've sort of had to adjust, because the refugees aren't flowing over the border like they did,
Correct. Yeah, and that's my discussions with them lately. I've been around. Yeah, that they're transitioning, like you said, more into the country. And what they do in that situation is, like you said, they're trying to transport food, either raw food, you know, ingredient type stuff, to places that are either in the war zone or right on the edge of it, or even just within the country, because there's a lot of internally, what they call internally displaced people too, millions of them,
right,
that have, say, shifted from the eastern part of the country to the western part. So just feeding all those people internally, and what they do is they use their local food partners, which are in most cases a lot of restaurants, catering groups, and that utilize their kitchen. You know, World Central Kitchen provides food. They cook it and distribute it. And the nice thing about that is that those people really know the local areas. They know, you know, who needs what, you know, and how to best get the food to the people right. that really need it.
Well, listen, we really appreciate the time. Hopefully we can stay in touch if you do go back over. It's just a, you know, it's an insight into a world we don't get access to. So thanks for the barbecue stuff, and thanks for the other stuff as well, Jamie. Have a great day.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much for having me on.
All right, Jamie McDonald from Bear's Barbecue joining us here on Brian & Company. Fascinating guy, great businessman, and obviously doing a lot for people in need globally when it comes to food.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.